Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. Everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution, but evil imposters will flourish. They will deceive others and will themselves be deceived. But you must remain faithful to the things you've been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. Paul didn't want Timothy to have any illusions. Following Christ was the most wonderful life that Paul could imagine, but it wasn't easy for him, and he felt sure that it wouldn't be for Timothy either. He would face challenges on all sides, would also have to cope with the sight of his opponents flourishing. It was going to be incredibly tough. But Paul was convinced that he would be fine just so long as he clung on to those things that he'd been taught. Paul told Timothy that he could be confident of the teaching that he'd received because he knew the trustworthiness of those who'd taught him. Timothy had a Jewish mother who'd been largely responsible for his upbringing. The Old Testament has much to say about teaching of children. From their earliest days, they were introduced to the law. It was claimed that the Jewish law was so firmly imprinted on a child's mind that they'd be more likely to forget their own name than God's law. Timothy's life as a Christian drew heavily upon the loving and faithful teaching that he'd received from his earliest days. As we thank God for the teaching we've received, it's good for us to reflect on the teachers themselves. I wonder whose influence has blessed you over the years. I think of my parents and of Sunday school and youth leaders who graciously introduced me to the Christian faith. And I think of lecturers and ministers whose love for God has shaped my understanding of Christian teaching. Following Christ is challenging, but strengthened by loving teaching from trustworthy people, we've been given every encouragement to remain faithful. So let me ask you a question. Who have been the most influential teachers in your Christian life and why? And now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you for those who've helped us to understand your truth. Help us to remain faithful to what we have learned. I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available, of course, at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.